honestly, no long time women been a use that little tactic there. Because a long time I hear some woman say, oh, shop lock, shop lock. What I would say is, wouldn't withholding sex make men more angry? Like, isn't sex, doesn't sex naturally, through science, you know, give off dopamine and make people feel happy and them thing there? So I don't know if withholding sex is definitely the thing. What I would say is women should not ignore red flags.
Yes, it would be nice if all women stuck together, you know, with the whole situation of domestic violence and everything and how women killing off women. But realistically, the truth is that some persons are going to be like, if it's not happening to me and if I know my partner is good, suppose I'm in a committed relationship for years, why must I cause my partner, who has never done anything, why must I put him through that situation and he has done anything? And then also I'll be somewhat not hurting myself, but I'll be depriving myself of an intimate time with my partner. Suppose I want to be intimate with him, why am I going? You understand? So yes, it would be nice for women to band together and everything, but I don't think that is the correct way to let women band together, because you're not going to get the results that you want.
No, because not all men are violent.
It all depends on the circumstances. Suppose it's an abusive situation, take care of yourself. But if everything good, free up the man, because my different thing, if one shop lock, I'm going to try to find another shop. You know. If everything good, you don't have to lock shop on the man. When a man go a different shop, you know, then I'm tell you, I must come back to the shop. Yeah.
The question should suggest that the women are accountable for violence shown towards them. Let's say that they do withhold sex from the men. The problem evolves into men being violent simply because they're not being satisfied. The problem obviously lies with the men and how they're socialized to box up their feelings and react with aggression. I think that the wider society needs to be sensitized on the importance of counseling and the presence of support groups in helping persons express their issues in a safe space.
Something in the atmosphere or something in the food where the man might eat, you know, so if a woman go with two or six, then more killing are going, I can add rape to it.
I don't think withholding sex or intimacy is a means of protecting yourself against violence from your partner. It may very well lead to him abusing you even more. You're just going to have to make up your mind to leave. But withholding sex isn't going to protect you.
Women should not withhold sex from their partners, because if you ask me, I think that will increase the chances of violence against them. What I think they should do is to seek counsel with their spouse, because if you look at all the incidents of violence against women, it has some sexual attachment to it, whether it be them being accused of infidelity or some other thing. So I think women should not use that as a reason to try to protect themselves.